Hey, so it's 3:43. Sorry, I didn't record when I woke up. I woke up late and I had to get out of the house. I had to do some Christmas shit. I had to get coffee, whatever. So I'm recording now. Get this shit. Yesterday, I flew back from Atlanta like 2 hours before major power outage. I would be still in Atlanta right now, probably. The power went out for like 12 hours. At the airport, like completely out. When does that happen? And I got out of there on a flight that 2 hours before the whole thing went shithouse. So I didn't even know until later in the, like later last night when I saw the story. So it's a Christmas miracle. I'm very thankful to the Lord Jesus Christ for getting me out of Atlanta before the people that don't love Jesus as much got stuck there. I'm only to assume that that's why they were there and I got away. CDC director says there are no banned words at the agency. Oh, that was a big viral story the other day that there was banned words, and now there's not, and now they're saying there's not. What's the deal there? There was like saying that there was. Stop that. That you couldn't say fetus or science-based or diversity. There was like these words. The Washington Post reported that. This is a PBS report, so you can... It's still a trustworthy news source. Or it's a tweet from the CDC director saying there are no banned words. And it looks like these are words that they were saying, let's not use these because we want Republican approval. And you put science-based, Republicans are like, well, fuck that noise. And but it's not banned. It's just they want to word things to get the approval of Republicans. So that's what this story is saying. I don't know. Everything, this is the problem. Everything moves so fat. Everybody wants to get the story out and fuck ups happen. But here's the thing is when the fuck ups happen, do they say, hey, we fucked up and then move on? I don't know. It's I want to trust journalism because what are you going to do? You want to be able to get information. And I want to think, oh, well, if the Washington Post or New York Times or CNN news, those are all news sources I believe to be mostly reliable. I want to be, oh, if they fuck up, they'll catch it and say we retract the state. I don't know if the Washington Post retracted that. But that was there was a lot of tweets and outrage over that just like 2 days ago. Chick-fil-A opens on a Sunday to feed 5,000 passengers stranded at Atlanta Airport. Yeah, Chick-fil-A is always closed on Sunday because everybody's got to go to church. I think you could go to church and work at Chick-fil-A in the same day, or they want people to be home to pray. Which is kind of annoying. Well, it's not annoying. It's like you think everybody else is open but I'm all for, yeah, give everybody a day off. I would say give them off Saturday. Saturday is a more fun day to have off than a Sunday. Sunday's kind of a bummer day. And then say, yeah, go to church. But they're doing it to make a statement. I think Chick-fil-A is actually an overrated chicken sandwich. I don't see the big deal about it. People act like it's a big deal. They line up around the block. Well, when they first opened in New York City, it was like people lined up around. It's like, dude, just go. It's a frozen fry. Maybe it's not frozen. I don't. This isn't a good episode. So what? I think I'm going to go see Star Wars tonight. That's my big plan for the evening. Go see Star Wars. IMAX 3D. It's a non-movie pass. I'm willing to pay. Harvey Weinstein pursued for embezzling studio funds to cover up assaults. Boy, that guy, not a good guy. I know that's a crazy stance to be taking, but Not a good guy. Sarah Palin's oldest son, Track, arrested on domestic violence charges. I feel like that Alaska is a crazy place. Like, is that still in Alaska? Or did they go Hollywood? This is an LA Times report, so I wonder if it where it took place. Alaskan was arrested Sunday in Alaska. Here's the, you got money. And you stay in Alaska? Something's up. Something's weird because Alaska is a fucking, who wants to live in Alaska? I mean, I'm sure it's a nice place to visit, but living there sounds crazy. It's so far away from everything. Betsy DeVos to deliver keynote address at University of Baltimore. Get ready to have a huge protest from your students. Who wants to fucking listen to that? Let's see. Dow rises 5,000 points in a year for the first time ever. Oh, I'm sure Donald Trump's going to say that he did all that. I don't know. This sounds like a... This is the problem. Every time the stock market goes up, it's a bubble. And then it's because a bunch of people are lying. And then it goes... And then it goes bust. So, luckily, all my assets are liquid. I don't have them tied up in stocks. I have them in my wallet. I don't hold any stock. It sounds like a scam to me. ESPN president John Skipper resigns, cites substance addiction. Well, that is refreshing. He just has a nice substance addiction. He's not running around assaulting women, not being a predator. He's just popping pills or doing coke or whatever. I'm going to guess pills, but let's take a look. And we wish him well. Substance addiction is very difficult. Does it say what the substance is? Because that really is... I mean, this guy's going to have a great time in rehab. Because he's going to... I'm assuming he can go to a really nice one. And they're so much fun. I've probably talked about it numerous times on this podcast, but I of course went to rehab, and I just loved it. It was one of the best vacations I could imagine. Just everything is gone out of your life. They tell you just no one can call you. You don't have a phone. You don't have any way of contacting the outside world, and you're just cut off, and you really. You get to be alone with these other people that are in rehab. But they're in rehab, so everybody's cool, man. Everybody has good stories, and you don't watch TV. You just chill, smoke cigarettes, and kind of decompress. Then you get out of there, and some of your friends die because there is, you know, the recovery rate. Ooh. That's not a great number. But a guy I was friends with there, he was a crackhead. He was like a stockbroker crackhead, and he ended up he was good for a long time, and then I don't know what happened, but he's dead. Heart attack from crack, I guess. Doesn't say. I don't see. But best of luck. Oh, wish him the best. Hey, Governor's Comedy Club, January 5th and 6th. Please come, or tell your friends to come. You must know someone in Long Island or in the New York City metropolitan area that can get over there. Say, hey, go see this guy. He's pretty good. It'd be much appreciated by me, and tell him to let me know that they were sent by whoever. And of course, why do I keep saying "of course"? That's my new fucking bullshit verbal crutch. Wednesday, Jimmy Kimmel Live. I am, my episode's repeating, so watch it. All right. See you tomorrow. We love you.